This is UNN, Urban Network News, and we'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a few days ago in case you missed it. The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, a Black think tank, says the rapid rise in AI presents both opportunity and risk, particularly for Black communities that have historically faced barriers to economic access. Michael Jordan once again is at the top of the sports annual list of all-time highest-paid athletes worth $3.28 billion, followed by Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Shaq, and Kevin Durant. Don Lemon says he's thinking about running for office and could run the country better than Trump. Well, that's what everybody says. The latest job report shows the U.S. economy added 178,000 jobs in March, but Black workers are still facing joblessness at nearly double the rate of white workers, whose unemployment rate stands at 3.6%. TSA agents were told to return $1,000 gift cards donated to them by Tyler Perry. Good luck with that one. Even though Tiger Woods blew a zero in a breathalyzer test, he had 5 different drugs in his system and 2 pills in his pocket when he rolled his car in another accident. And no, he will not be playing at the Masters and probably won't even attend it. Don't know what to say about rapper Pooh Shiesty, along with his father and 7 other people federally charged with kidnapping and armed robbery of 3 music professionals, including Atlanta rap artist Gucci Mane. But if I make no mistake, my twin sons told me that Pooh Shiesty was signed to Gucci Mane's label. So he kidnapped and robbed his boss. Hey, that's Shiesty. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News.